Merry Christmas. It's here. The day for which we've waited. Or the day that rushed up on us and hit us between the eyes. For weeks or even months we have prepared. The gifts have been brought and wrapped. The baking done. There's so much to do to get ready for Christmas. There's such a flurry of activity that leads up to the celebration of the birth of Christ. Perhaps you, like me, have said from time to time, I'll never be ready. There's just too much to do for Christmas to come this year. As if the coming of Christmas, the birth of Christ, falls squarely on our shoulders to usher in. As if Christmas wouldn't happen if we aren't ready. Ready or not, Christmas comes. Ready or not, Christmas comes each year because the coming of Christmas, Christ's birth in our world, does not depend on anything we do. This event is a God thing. We can choose to accept and acknowledge and join in joyful celebration, but there is nothing on earth we can do to prevent Christmas from coming. Certainly, the Grinch discovered that in a wonderful story by Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. But even the fact that the Whos in Whoville continued to celebrate without all the trimmings of Christmas, without all the toys and tinsel and food, even that doesn't do justice to the reality of Christmas. The reality is not in the toys or the tinsel, the decorations, nor the food. That's true. The bigger reality is that Christmas is not about all the warm, fuzzy feelings in our hearts. Christmas is about God, not us. Surely we respond to God's amazing act of coming into our world, but even if we did not, Christmas would still happen. And that is truly and absolutely amazing. That God loves us so very much that He allows us to respond to that love or not. And that is the grace that we heard about in our reading from the letter to Titus just a moment ago. When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us. Not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to His mercy, through the waters of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. The goodness and loving kindness of God has once again appeared to save us, not because of anything we've done, nor in spite of the things that we've left undone, or didn't get done, or didn't even plan on doing, but purely because of God's grace and mercy. What wonderful freeing news is that? How amazing is that? Nothing we did made Christmas happen, and nothing we left undone kept it from happening. God has once again come into our world and filled it with His light. God has once again crashed into our world and turned everything upside down. Once again, Christ is born. Once again, Christmas is here. Merry Christmas. Thanks be to God. Amen.